Shalom and welcome back to a new day with Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Harriet, your reader today. And today we have Monday the 13th of September or the 7th of Tishrei on the Hebrew calendar. And it is day 37 of repentance leading up to Yom Kippur or the Day of Atonement. The parasha this week is called Ha'azinu and that means listen. And a portion from the Torah is Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7 through verse 12. And as we always do, we bless the Lord and thank Him for giving us His word before we start reading the scriptures. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. The portion from the Torah. Remember the days of antiquity, understand the years across generations. Ask your father, and he will tell you, your elders, and they will say to you. When Elion gave nations their heritage, when he separated the sons of man, he set boundaries for the people by the number of Bnei Israel. But the Lord's portion is his people. Yaakov is the share of his inheritance. He found him in the wilderness land, in the void of a howling waste. He surrounded him, cared for him, guarded him as the pupil of his eye. As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, he spread his wings, catches him, lifts him up on his pinions. The Lord alone guided him. There was no foreign God with him. That was Deuteronomy 32:7-12. Now our portion from the prophets is today Zechariah chapters 3 and 4. Then he showed me Yehoshua, the Kohen Gadol, standing before the angel of the Lord, and the Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. The Lord said to the Satan, "The Lord rebukes you, the Satan. Indeed, the Lord who has chosen Yerushalayim rebukes you. Is not this man a brand plucked out of the fire?" Now Yehoshua was wearing filthy garments and standing before the angel, who answered and spoke to those standing before him, saying, "Remove the filthy garments from him." Then to Yehoshua he said, "See, I have removed your iniquity from you and will dress you with fine clothing." Then I said, "Place a clean turban on his head." So they put a pure turban on his head and clothe him with garments, while the angel of the Lord stood by. The angel of the Lord exhorted Yehoshua, saying, "Thus says the Lord Tzvaot, if you will walk in my ways and keep my charge, then you will judge my house and watch over my courts, and I will give you a place to walk among these standing here. Listen well, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, both you and your companions seated before me, because they are men who are a sign. Behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. For behold, the stone I have laid before Yehoshua is one stone with seven facets. On it I will engrave an inscription, declares the Lord Tzvaot, that I will remove the iniquity of this land in one day. In that day, declares the Lord Tzvaot, every man will invite his neighbor to sit under the vine and under the fig tree." Then the angel who had been speaking with me returned and woke me, like a man who is wakened from his sleep. He asked me, "What do you see?" I replied, "Behold, I see a solid gold menorah with its bowl at the top of it, and its seven lamps on it, with seven pipes for the lamps that are on the top of it. Also two olive trees are by it, one on the right side of the bowl and the other on the left side of it. Then I responded by saying to the angel speaking with me, "What are these, my Lord?" The angel who spoke with me responded by asking me, "You do not know what these are?" I replied, "No, my Lord." Then he responded to me by saying, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, 'Not by might, nor by power, but by my Ruach, says the Lord Tzvaot. What are you, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you will become a plain. He will bring out the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it.'" Again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands will also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord Tzvaot has sent me to you. For who despises the day of small things? These seven, which are the eyes of the Lord that run back and forth throughout the whole earth, will rejoice when they see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand." Then I responded by asking him, "What are these two olive trees on the right and on the left of the menorah?" Again I asked him, "What are these two olive branches beside the two golden pipes that empty the golden oil out of them?" He said to me, "You do not know what these are?" I said, "No, my Lord." So he said, "These are the two anointed ones who are standing by the Lord of the whole earth." That was Zechariah chapters 3 and 4. Now we have come to the portion of the writings, which today is 2 Chronicles chapter 27. Jotham was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Yerusha, the daughter of Zadok. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Uzziah had done. But unlike his father, he did not enter into the temple of the Lord. The people, however, acted corruptly. He rebuilt the upper gate of the house of the Lord and did extensive building on the wall of Ophel. He also built towns in the Judean hills and forts and towers in the forest. Jotham also fought the king of the Ammonites and prevailed against them. That year the Ammonites paid him 100 talents of silver, 10,000 measures of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. The Ammonites brought him the same amount also in the second and the third years. Jotham became powerful because he ordered his way before the Lord his God. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all his wars and his ways, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Yehuda. He was 25 years old when he became king and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. Jotham slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Ahaz, his son, became king in his place. That was 2 Chronicles 27. The final portion today is the apostolic writings, and it is Revelation chapter 13. Then I saw a beast rising out of the sea that had 10 horns and 7 heads. On his horns were 10 royal crowns, and upon his heads were slanderous names. Now the beast that I saw was like a leopard, his feet like a bear's, and his mouth like a lion's. And the dragon gave him his power and his throne and great authority. One of his heads seemed to have been slain, but the fatal wound was healed. The whole earth was amazed and followed the beast, and they worshipped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. They also worshipped the beast, chanting, "Who is like the beast, and who can make war against him?" The beast was given a mouth, uttering great boasts and blasphemies. It was given authority to act for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth with blasphemies against God, to slander his name and his tabernacle, that is, those dwelling in heaven. He was also permitted to make war against the Kedushim and overcome them, and he was given authority over every tribe and people and tongue and nation. All who dwell on the earth shall worship him, everyone whose name has not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who was slain. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is meant for captivity, to captivity he goes. If anyone is to be killed by the sword he must be killed. Here is the perseverance and faith of the Kedushim. Then I saw another beast rising out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. He exercises all the authority of the first beast before him. And he makes the earth and all those who dwell in it worship the first beast whose fatal wound was healed. He performs great signs, even making fire come down from heaven in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth through the signs he is permitted to perform, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image in honor of the beast who has the sword wound yet lived. The second beast was permitted to give life to the image of the first beast, so that the image of the beast could even speak and cause all who would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He also causes all, the small and the great, the rich and the poor, the free and the slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or upon their forehead. And so no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is a number of a man. And his number is 666. That was Revelation chapter 13, and that concludes our reading of scriptures from Daily Bread today. However, if you are reading through the apostolic scriptures twice this cycle, you will also read Acts chapter 19 today. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I pray you have a blessed day with the Lord and with His Word. Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time.